Check it out. John Deere's
hump day. Oh, yes.
Here we go, mate.
Hump day. We are bringing it back.
Or can I quickly say, it was yesterday hump day, technically, because Easter long weekend. You know, we're off on Thursday's our last day.
But the reality of the situation is that today is actually hump day.
No, you're right. I stand corrected.
I love it. Yeah. I love it how I don't even need to prompt you to play that. You know, it's the first thing you play every Wednesday before we even utter a word.
We've got to kick into it, mate. We've got to kick into a massive hump day here on the show. And can I quickly just say, I was chatting to a mate yesterday. He got stuck into me, Ash.
Yep.
He said, can you please stop saying it's a short week and that you guys are on holidays and all this sort of stuff? He said he's working every day over Easter.
Oh, no.
He said, you're rubbing
it
in.
What does he do?
He drives the ferries actually out on the waters.
Oh, cool.
Here on the Central Coast. Got one of the great jobs. But yeah, he's working right across Easter because the ferries don't stop, mate. The ferries don't sleep.
They don't.
Shout out to, and I know they listen to the show on the ferries too, so shout out to the boys. But that is Sam Klein if you want to get stuck into him. But anyway, he pulled me aside yesterday and said, rein it in, please, for us that are working.
For anybody that's working over Easter.
Yeah.
Sucked in.
Oh, I've got to kind of back you on that one a little bit because I'm pretty excited about my holidays, you know what I mean? Hey, massive show. Massive show for a hump day, of course, here at CFM. Next on the show, we've got Smarter Than Who. We want you to call 13 12 16 right now for the $100 Domain Computer West Gosford voucher. Smarter Than Who. All right, Erica's at Berkeley Vale. Morning, Erica.
Good morning.
How's your hump day shaping up, mate?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's the way.
Erica.
Yes.
Hey.
I bet you any money you're going to want to play Gaundy, am I right?
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
It's not true, mate. She's picked you, Ash. Don't put it down that road, Ash.
Oh.
She wants to play you.
Sorry.
I've got the questions here. Good to go. Are you smarter than Ash Pollard?
Probably not, but we'll try. We'll give it a crack.
Oh, don't. I'm sure you are.
Erica, listen to me. A little pep talk for you.
Confidence is key, girlfriend.
It's not hard, mate. It's not hard. Just give it a crack. I reckon you'll be right. All right, here we go. Question number one, guys. What term is used to describe the smallest puppy in the litter?
Ash.
Hey, Erica.
Ash is in.
Runt.
Runt is correct.
Didn't say that.
Patch was the runt. We picked the runt of the litter. They're always the cutest. But then they're little terrors when they grow up because they didn't have their mummy or their brother or their sister. Question number two. In which state or territory would you find the devil marbles?
Erica.
Erica's in.
Western Australia.
Northern Territory. 2 points to Ash. Ariel Winter is best known for her role in which TV series? Doesn't sound like anyone's going to get this one. Anyone? Three.
Pass.
Erica.
Erica's in. Erica, if you get this wrong, Ash wins the day.
So Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy is incorrect, which means Ash wins.
Who is it? Where's she from?
Modern Family.
Ariel Winter.
Ariel Winter from Modern Family. Hey, Producer G, is she the young girl with the glasses in that?
She most certainly is the younger sister.
Yeah, but she's grown up a bit since then, right? So she's in a...
Yeah, she's hot now.
She's hot now, is she? Okay.
Really?
But I don't know. I just remember as the one with the glasses from Modern Family. Anyway, $100 Domain Computer gift card coming your way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Should we celebrate some International Dumb Days, Pollard?
Oh, God.
Because there is a lot of them being rolled out at the moment.
Sensational opener.
I feel like people are running with these more so than ever before, these International Dumb Days.
What's today's dumb day?
A couple of dumb days for you today. And today's date, just to double check it for you, is...
28th of March
today. So, International Dumb Days. Here we go. Some people might not think these are dumb days. Black Forest Cake Day.
Hey, dumb.
I can celebrate that.
I don't like a Black Forest because I don't like cherries. Like, got those gross glazed cherries.
How can you not like a cake?
No, I love cake. I just don't like the Black Forest.
You're not all about the Black Forest? Okay, well, Black Forest fans, rejoice because today is your day and don't let anyone stand in the way of your cooked cherries or whatever that was in there. This day I don't mind the sound of is something on a stick day today for March 28th. Something on a stick
I love
day.
Stuff on sticks.
How good stuff on sticks when you think about it.
You could get a you could have Dagwood Dog Day. An Icy Pole Day.
Oh, Icy Poles as
well. What about a Magnum Day?
Oh, you've got me. You had me at stick.
Okay.
Hey, well, 13, 12, 16.
No, there's... Hold on, excuse me.
Hang on.
What's the other day that you were trying to pronounce that you did not know what it was?
Manatee Day.
Can I tell you what it is?
Yeah, Manatee Day. What is it? That's
you don't
today
know.
As well.
You thought it was matinee, you goose.
I thought we celebrated when you have that break at the... when you go to a show and they have the matinee.
Oh,
I thought
my
we celebrate
God.
That. What's manatee?
It's an aquatic mammal. And they're massive. They look like dugongs.
I've never heard of a manatee before.
Oh my God, they're so cute. They're like big fat things that float around in the ocean. And you just want to kiss them because their noses are massive.
How have I never heard of manatee?
Because they swim around on the bottom of the ocean and honestly...
It's not a very popular animal,
hunting,
is it?
Hunting a manatee is illegal.
Right. As it should be for all animals, if you ask me. But anyway, let's have a look at the...
Sorry, what was that, sausage roll king?
Well, I did that for one day to appease you because you love a bloody sausage roll. Yeah, manatees are like...
Manatees!
No, I'm just saying, no need to shoot an animal for hunting no purpose reason.
Oh, right, correct.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Unless they're pests. Like, I know people out on the farm deal
rabbits
with animals that are pests. Like, I get that. Anyway, manatee, it's your day today, manatee, you little... ugly thing that swims at the bottom of the ocean. Little kind of... It's the most mammal-looking thing I've ever seen in the water.
It's a bit cutesy pie, isn't it?
Like a seal kind of thing.
It sort of looks a bit like you.
I'm going to get a picture of this, of manatee and me, and I'll stick it up on the Facebook page and people can see if I look like this bottom
sort
of
just like a bit of a blob, you know?
All right, mate, you've had your crack.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Facebook may be keeping tabs on your mobile phone calls and
message longs.
Because you know why I say that?
Because we've got Trevor Long on the show.
Trevor Long.
Our tech expert. Now, Trevor Long, are your messages long or short?
My messages are all different lengths, including long.
Well, help me, save me.
Facebook might be tracking them, mate, if we're led to believe what we're led to believe this morning. So this is an update. We had you on our show last week for a separate Facebook issue, and it looks like the gloss, it's really starting to come off Facebook,
yes.
Trevor.
Yes.
Well, look, this came about because of this movement to delete Facebook. A lot of people went to the trouble of downloading all the information that Facebook has about them, which you can do in the settings page. It's quite interesting. I had almost a gigabyte of information I downloaded, videos, photos, all my status updates, all the boring stuff I've done. But some people discovered that in their contact list was not just a list of contacts and phone numbers, but actual call logs. So, you know, you called this person on this day for this many minutes. And that's like, hang on a minute, how do you know that? It turns out it's only Android phones, so not iPhone users. And when you download the Messenger app and install that on your phone, you may well unknowingly, just click yes, 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 and actually give them access to that information. So they're logging on their servers how many times you call this person, how many times you call that. We don't know what they're using it for, but the fact that they know it is creepy as all heck.
It is creepy, Trevor. And look, I don't have an Android phone, but I mean, this is just another story we're hearing. So who's to say that next week we don't hear it's Apple users as well? You know what I mean? It doesn't completely exclude you from the case. But I mean, last time we chatted to you, mate, I said, look, I don't think this is going to get me to delete my Facebook, but I'm starting to maybe think I might head down that road. In all honesty, if this just keeps on happening, then maybe I do need to flick the book.
And I'm pretty sure when we last spoke, I said, listen, it'll pass over and not enough people will delete it to have an impact. But even I'm thinking about it now. I'm thinking, how often do I really use it? And what do I use it for? And could I do that just, you know, on other platforms in other ways? And I still think generally the mass population are going to move on from this. But there's definitely a feeling that too much is going on here. And I think Mark Zuckerberg, the boss of Facebook, is going to now front Congress in the United States. You know, privacy is a big issue. We worry about this more than ever. And you know what? If anything, this is the best thing that could have happened to us all, because we're starting to realise that we've got to take this stuff seriously. You've got to check what you're ticking yes to. You've got to check what you're installing and see just what information you may or may not be handing over. So, if anything, we're learning. That's the main thing.
To add fuel to the fire, didn't Elon Musk remove two of his Facebook pages for SpaceX and Tesla the other week?
And what about that? I mean, they had like a million followers or more, and he's someone on Twitter said, if you're serious about this, Elon, delete them. And he went, okay, I will. And he said they're rubbish anyway. I hate to have been his social media person who spent their days and weeks trying to get that thing going. Well, they've just deleted them. I mean, it's a huge thing. See, this is the thing. In a commercial world, in a business sense, deleting Facebook means deleting a potential engagement with your customers. And that's the only reason I haven't deleted mine yet, because I think, oh, I've got some, you know, website readers and followers who are on Facebook. How will I reach out to them? How will I know they're going to get the message now?
Well, that's
that fear
stuck
is why
between a rock and a hard place. I don't think Elon Musk needs to worry about that, though.
No, he doesn't. He's got tunnel boring Mars and cars that need building. So, you know, he's got a lot on his plate.
Also, his dad's in the news today as well, which is a whole different story about.
What about that?
Have you seen that today, Ash?
No.
Elon Musk's dad is having a baby with his daughter in law or something?
Stop.
Stepdaughter.
Your stepdaughter. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, that's where Elon Musk is in the news for that today. He's got bigger fish to fry.
I believe Elon Musk would describe him as estranged.
Yeah, Dad. I think he's separating himself from him big time, yeah.
Right.
Trevor Long, we appreciate the update as always, mate. If you want to check out the Techspert website, it is eftm.com and you get some great stuff on there. Thanks for giving us the update this morning, Trevor Long.
Thanks, Trev.
Thanks, mate.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
13, 12, 16. We're going to go on the hunt this morning for the biggest age gap in a relationship on the coast. Do you think you've got one on 13, 12, 16?
There's a woman in her 30s. She explains what it's like to have a partner 29 years older than her.
29 years. Yeah, what's she? She's early 30s, right?
Yeah, in her 30s. She says that her friends and parents were horrified when she fell for a man 29 years her senior.
So just quickly, if she's 31, what's he, 60?
Well, I don't. She doesn't say.
Well, do the math.
How old she is.
Let's just do the math.
She said
that.
In her 30s.
Okay. Let's say she's 31 and he's 60. Big gap. 29 years is a big gap.
29 years is a huge gap.
Mm.
She loves the fact that she. Oh, she's off her head. She says
you're off your head by the sound of it.
No, I'm reading it now, and she's saying there's just something I love about hearing an older, intelligent man's stories. Regardless of his age, we have so many common interests which make our conversations deep and interesting. You know what? I don't have a problem with age gaps at all. I don't mind. My parents have an 8-year age gap. It's not huge, but it's still an age gap for sure.
Yep.
But what I find really important, regardless of age gap, is emotional maturity.
Well, that's
if my partner struggles to have emotional maturity, I can't deal.
Yeah.
And that's a really hard thing to have a grasp on, let me tell you.
And that's why ladies do tend to go for the older gents, right? Just to try and get
that. That's exactly what it is. And often women can't really put a finger on why it is that they like older men. But I'm telling you right now, subconsciously, it's because they can provide you with, you know, some really great emotional support, whether you know it or not. They're really mature.
Yeah. What about the baggage that comes with an older guy, though? You know, probably had some kids, probably got a couple of divorces or something in there. Who knows what you're getting from a guy that's pushing 29
years. But that's part and parcel of, you know, being able to deal with it. If the person has, like, stupid baggage, you don't want to jump into that thing. But if you're happy with it, then
go for it. Go nuts like this lady is. Well, 13, 12, 16, what is the age gap in your relationship? Let's see what we get today. I mean, the widest gap, obviously, will win. But I don't know. I don't want to offer a prize or anything for it, because I think a lot of people will just call up and say they've got someone who's like, oh, I go out with a guy 60 years older than me. Can I get that Easter hamper pack?
I watched this thing on Netflix the other day, partners who have these women who have older blokes, like literally they're on their deathbed, but they're not rich or anything.
Really?
Yeah, they're not.
Because I go straight to like, got to be coin involved. No. I think maybe there's money involved there.
No, this is legitimate love for these individuals. It was quite nice, you know, it was nice. But it's also sad to know that these poor girls are going to be on their own in the next couple of years.
Yeah, when they cark it in no time. Well, if you've got an age gap in your relationship, we do want to hear from you this morning. 13 12 16 is our number here at C.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
13 12 16, if you've got an age gap in your relationship, that's what we're looking for this morning.
Yes, a woman in her 30s tells us what it's really like to have a partner who's 29 years older than her. Gaundy, she actually admits that he struggles in the bedroom and that they've only been at it a handful of times.
Right. Does it say how long they've been together? Like, is this a new thing or is this something that's just kind of...
It doesn't say how long they've been together. But, you know...
I'm trying to do the math on how long they've been together compared to how many times. So, you know... serious question.
She says she has a really high drive.
Okay, I see. Well, these are the things you need to take into account.
But what's a high drive these days? You know,
exactly.
What's a high drive? Do you have a high drive if you want it once a day? I mean, sorry for living.
I'd say yes. Cass is at Springfield. I mean, compared to most, I'd say, yeah. Especially
okay.
Anyway, Cass is at Springfield. What's the age gap in your relationship, Cass?
Hi. 20 years, actually.
20 years.
Wow-wee.
Well done.
Are you the cougar?
No, absolutely not.
No. Let's. So 20 years, how old? I won't ask. You never ask a lady how old they are. How old's he?
He's just turned 70, actually.
70. And so that makes you 50. Okay, and so can I ask as well then, how long have you been together?
8 years.
8 years.
So have you previously been married and had children and all that sort of stuff?
No, I've never been married, actually. So we were set up by a friend and she sort of thought we were well suited and I don't need to have kids or, I think I'm too old, but B, he comes with 8.
Oh, my word!
That's a lot to take on. 8 kids. What, all from one person or from different people?
No, I've got 2 ex-wives and 8 children.
2 ex-wives.
And 2 grandchildren now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
This is the baggage
that's
inherit.
That's a lot of luggage.
Yeah, right. I'm going to write a book.
Yes. That's
all right.
Exceptional.
20 years and everything's going strong. Let's go to Jeff at Holgate this morning on 13, 12, 16. What's the age gap in your relationship, Jeff?
22 years.
22 Ooh. Years. There we go. We're getting bigger. We're getting bigger.
Yeah, we are. We're expanding. Jeff, are you the elder of the two?
I'm the cougar.
Oh.
Okay, 22 years. How old are you? How old is she? I need to ask.
Well, I'm 58.
Yep.
So she's 36.
Okay.
Mate.
We have one child.
Okay.
And I was never married or divorced before I got married. We didn't get married till I was 45.
So I often wonder, you know, why is it that some people are single until they're in their 40s or even 50s? Like, what happens? Are you busy? Are you busy with life or you didn't want to have someone?
There's good times to be had. Is that right, Jeff?
There was a lot of lovely young ladies on the Central Coast at that time.
So you were busy chopping.
It's not so much that. You know, you grow up with your friends and all your friends get divorced and you think, well, why do I want to go through
situation? Exactly.
Yeah. But then when you hit a certain age and then you know. Is that what happened with you, Jeff?
Well, I met my wife at a party and we just hit it off.
See? It can strike at any time, Ash. This love thing.
I'm such a romantic. I do love this.
Let's go to Shane at Belmont because the calls keep flying in this morning on 13, 12, 16. Shane, so what have you got? You've got a rule for the age gap with dating.
Yeah, just wondering how many other people use this system of just a half plus 7. So, like, I'm 36, 18, plus 7, 25. That's as low as I'll go.
Okay, there's maths for you.
What?
That's how that works.
Why?
Yeah.
Why that?
Yeah.
I don't really know where it came from, but I've applied it to multiple different ages and it always seems to work socially. Like, yeah, it just applies across the road. That bloke was, 58? So 36 years old to be as young as you go.
You're a math whiz, mate.
Whoa. I'm even, like, my little brain's trying to catch up with this whole Shazam.
Just quickly.
What?
A late call has come through and I really want to get to this. Maddie's at Arimba. Now, Maddie, your nana was 94 and tell us, how old was the guy she married?
He was 68 when they first got married.
94, what? Going strong. Well done, Nan.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
He was her lawnmower.
Oh!
And they fell in love and she got a bracelet off him and they were in the New Zealand Times.
Wow.
When they got married.
That is
adorable.
It
runs in the family a bit. My auntie was 42 and her partner was turning 24, so they swapped the candles around.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
I do love...
This is so fascinating. It just intrigues me.
I do love that Nan hit the jackpot, though, when she was like, my lawnmower is 30-odd years younger and look out, here
Let
I come.
Let me tell you, she's on her way to the grave, but she ain't stopping. She's getting some action.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
It's everyone's second favourite radio game, Ash Pollard. Because I think everyone's favourite might be Crack Ash, which we did yesterday. People line up to see if they can get you to laugh with the jokes. But
yeah,
it is Wednesday. It's this.
Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that.
I've had that stuck in my head for the rest of the day now.
Oh, it's just the most annoying intro, isn't it? It's just... And we've been doing it since 6 a.m. this morning. We both of us just burst out with year of the
song. I'm going to get that year of the song. 13, 12, 16 right now. It's very easy. All you have to do is call up and pick a team, myself or Ash. We go head-to-head. We play some songs and we have to guess the year of the song. Pretty much explains itself. What we do have is a double pass to see the Swans play this weekend. They take on Port Adelaide this Sunday at the SCG. They're on fire at the moment. You can get your tickets at tickettech.com.au, but a couple of free tickets coming your way, so pick your team.
Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that.
All right, explains itself, really. Year of the song. We've got five songs. It is best of five. Whoever can get closest to the year the song was released. How are you feeling about today, Ash?
Very, very upbeat.
Okay.
Actually.
Feeling confident, like you might bounce back with a win.
Yeah, because I've been a bit of, my losing streak is quite evident, isn't it?
You started strong, you're due for another win, but I'm going up against you. Now, Kimberly at the entrance, I'm playing for you today. Morning, Kim.
Morning.
Is this your favourite radio game?
It is.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa at Berkeley Vale, you've got Ash this morning. Morning, Lise.
Morning, guys.
All right. Is this your favourite or second favourite radio game?
You know what? I've actually never played, first time ever.
All right, first time.
I love listening to it.
All right, we'll kick back and relax.
Let's do this, Lise.
All right, let's do this. Gia, you've got the songs for us this morning.
I most certainly do.
Oh, I'm going to get pumped. Hang on.
Ash, you should be glad that you can't really see this. Ash is looking at me right now instead of Gaundy.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
Song number one.
Yes.
Bit of Planet Funk, Who Said?
I'm a slave on a minimum wage.
Oh,
bang up.
That's hard.
That is a hard one. It feels
but
very...
I'm stuck in the UK.
All right. I feel like it's very clubby.
Shivers.
Like too clubby for a Wednesday morning.
No. I feel like maybe it was my clubbing prime, you know, when I'm...
When was that?
Oh, I got me cruiser and I'm cruising around and I'm just dancing to that song right there. So what I've locked in?
Yep. Ash has also now locked in.
Okay.
So Gaundy's gone 2011.
Mm.
Oh.
Ash has gone 2005. The correct answer...
Yes.
...is 2000.
Oh, damn it. Ash has got it.
I haven't even told you. I said 2000. Oh, sorry. I was waiting. I was pausing for dramatic effect. My bad. 2002.
2000's a year.
I got it.
Yeah, you still got it.
Yay.
2000 is a year.
It is a year.
So
you're dead right.
Don't stop on 2000.
Okay.
That'd be great. All right. What's the question?
He's just cranky because he got it wrong.
Oh, yeah. That was stinging.
Song number two was a bit of Mariah Carey fantasy.
Not big on Mariah, if I'm honest. But I do feel like she was big early 90s.
Gaundy, Brandy's locked
Are
in.
Are you trying to put me off the scent?
Why?
Because you're like, 90s.
No, I just thought out loud, that's all.
Sweet, sweet. Ash hasn't even written anything down
Hurry
yet.
Up,
She's
Ash.
She's too busy dancing.
Oh. Oh, shivers me timbers. I honestly guess.
Just have a stab, mate.
Okay. Gaundi, 1992.
Yep.
Ash, 2000. The correct answer, with no dramatic pauses, is 1995.
Bang. Ooh. One apiece. What is song number three?
It is a bit of Usher caught up. I can't figure it out why I'm so caught up. Got me feeling it. Caught up. I don't know what it is. But Usher's locked in.
I can't get a feel on whether this is old Usher or new Usher. He had that big comeback, you know.
Did he?
I feel like
when
he
was
did.
That?
Yeah. When he teamed up with Will.i.am and stuff. All right.
Okay.
Is that from his Confessions album?
That's the thing I don't know. I can't remember.
Does
what
that give
album.
You a hint as to the year if I say yes?
Don't give her any hints. Have you locked in?
I've already written it
She's
down.
She's already locked All in. Right. Okay. Ash is gone. 2004. Gaundi, 2009. The correct answer is 2004.
Oh. Yeah! Well done, Pollard. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Cheers, bro.
All right. Two more to go so I can bounce back here. What is song four?
Bloodhound Gang, The Bad Touch. You and me, baby, ain't nothing
but mammals, so let's do it like they do. All right. Love this tune.
All right.
This takes me back to the days when I used to polish cutlery in a restaurant.
Did you really? Why?
My mum made me quit the job because the chefs played this song in the kitchen. I'm not even joking.
And it was too dirty for you. Well, that gives you an advantage. Oh, you're going to remember when you were
it's
polishing the dishes.
It's called having good recall, mate.
Damn it.
She hasn't written anything down, so obviously
yeah, exactly.
it's not that
I'm
good
trying to
recall.
Work out the maths in my head.
Oh, I'm having a stab here, but it does feel very that.
Gaundi's in.
I mean. Get this one and you win, Ash. All over if you get this.
Ash is in.
Okay.
Ash said 2000. Gaundi said 2001.
Oh, my goodness me.
The correct answer is...
Yes.
Drum roll. 1999.
Ash has taken it out this morning. All right, mate. Lisa, Berkeley Vale, you got the Swannies tickets.
Lise!
Oh, yeah.
How'd you go with those songs listening, Lise? Were you on the money?
Oh, I was a little bit off. When it came to the Bloodhound Gang, I'm like, I know that song. I was kind of like in primary school when that came out.
Yes.
1999. What a song for primary school. I bet your teachers would have loved that, Lise. Hey, Bloodhound Gang.
Everyone had like the MP3 players back then and like the Discmans, and I was like, yes! Oh, that was pumping.
How annoying when you used to go for a run with a Discman and it would skip on you. Remember that? You're like flicking through the CDs.
Mate, I don't think I've ever run.
In your life?
In my life.
You should do it sometime. It's great. double pass to see the Swans take on Port Adelaide this Sunday, Sydney Cricket Ground. You can get your tickets through tickertech.com.au. Year of the Song, back same time next week.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Got some big news to reveal on the show this morning, Ash.
Tell me.
Jamie and I, my fiancée.
Yeah.
We're going our separate ways.
As if.
We are.
What do you mean?
Separation.
You're being a fibbing fox. You need to tell me a bit more.
Sleep separation.
Oh, my God.
We're having
a sleep divorce?
We're having a sleep divorce. And it's
Do you sleep in separate rooms?
It's been going for some time now, Ash.
You, is it you?
And it's become official that we are having a sleep divorce. Jamie's not happy about it. I raised the issue because I am a bit of a snorer and I really want to look into this laser stuff. This is the point I'm at now. Like, I've done all the tests, I've done everything that they've told me to do, and now I'm at a point where I'm looking at that laser thing because for some reason I snore and I don't know how to stop it. It keeps Jamie up at night and then she punches me in the back of the head, which keeps me up at night. So I said, look, that's it. We've had multiple nights where we've gone, that's it. I'm going to the spare room. I'm moving in there and I'm going to sleep. And now it's just become the normal thing. I will be watching TV on the couch and I just go, all right, see you, babe, I'm off to sleep. And I'll go sleep in the spare room and she goes and sleeps in the main room. And I think it's saving the relationship. I really do.
You're not even married.
I know we're not even married. But this will be the only divorce we have is the sleep divorce.
I literally broke up with an ex-boyfriend because I did not get any sleep. I was driven literally to taking sleeping pills
yep.
to get to sleep. And I thought that that was completely and utterly unnecessary and not fair for me to do so. So I made him go and buy a Rip Snore, which yep. you should invest in.
Doesn't work, mate. I've tried it all.
And then I was like, if you don't lose weight to stop this, we're done.
Do you reckon that's what it might be?
Yeah, because you're carrying a lot of extra stuff around your throat region, perhaps.
I see you're treading very carefully around my double chin. But look, I mean, there's some numbers out today that suggest one in four couples are sleeping separately in separate beds. And we've touched on it on this show before. I know that. But there's also numbers out that say people would like to bring it up with their partners but are too scared to raise the issue. You know what I mean?
I think bring it up before the issue progresses and gets worse.
And kicks
Nip
off.
It in the bud. I'm such an avid believer that things need to be nipped in the bud immediately before they get too bad.
So, but the thing is, like, so on the weekends we'll sleep in the same room because I don't have to get up early and neither does Jamie. But yeah. sort of during the week, it's just that, you know, I've got work to do. And I kind of like it. I get the whole bed to myself. I can spread out. Reminds me of my single days where I can just spread right. I mean, there's no ladies in there. It's just me. But, you know, I like to spoon the pillow and I just, you know, it's, I'm fine with it. I could continue on sleeping in separate beds during the week for the rest of our lives and be fine with it. But Jamie thinks it's some sort of fork in the road of our relationship. Once when we were overseas, it got so bad when we were travelling, we're overseas, and because you're in a hotel room, there's no other bed to sleep in. Jamie had to drag some spare pillows into the bathroom and she slept in the bath.
No. See, that makes me angry that you don't sacrifice because it's your problem.
Hey, I was happy to, but the bath was too small for me. I would have loved to have built a little fort in there.
Well, then that's absolutely the reason why you should go in there.
It was too, but what am I meant to do, mate? I'm a victim.
There are options.
I'm a victim in this too, Ash. Yeah?
No.
We got some calls coming through, actually. 13, 12, 16. Let's get to the news. We'll see what they're coming back with. Maybe they've got some advice for
me. I get fired up about this, for reals, because I just remember the sleepless nights that I would have. And, you know, how old mate didn't ever say sorry.
All right, mate. Go cool off in the bath and
oh, shut up.
Go get in the bath and have a nap and we'll come back.
But guess what? Pistol fresh. Doesn't.
Long-distance pistol pee boyfriend doesn't? Oh, that's good to know.
No.
All right, let's get to the news. We'll come back with some advice that people have got for me. I'm interested to hear this next. And for anyone else that snores or in a relationship where this happens, this might help you too.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Sleep divorce numbers are on the rise. One in four couples sleep separately. Mm-hmm. I'm in that. That would be me. Jamie and I sleep separately during the week. I sleep in the spare room. And Jamie, I've given her the queen of the house room, our main room.
Yes, that's very kind of you.
I'm in the guest bed. And also a little statistic that you fall into, Ash.
Yeah.
Is that 10% of couples actually split because of sleep reasons. So they actually call it quits.
Yeah, sleep deprivation, let me tell you, is not a great thing and it can literally destroy one's relationship.
As it happened to you. Oh, I've actually got some snoring from your past relationships.
Oh.
These are from your phone, remember?
Yep.
We played them on the show. That's what you had to put up with.
Isn't that horrific?
That's what Jamie would have to listen to next to me. I am a bad snorer. This has all been put together, by the way, by Mattress Clarity, which is a sleep product review website. Let's go to the phones because people are willing to offer up some advice in their own personal stories of sleep divorce. James at Watanabe. Morning, James.
Morning. How are we?
We're good, mate. What have you got for us on this sleep divorce stuff?
My partner and myself intermittently don't sleep in the same bed. That's more the fact that I'm an oven, so I generate a ridiculous amount of heat, which is great in winter, but in summer it can be a bit of a problem.
What's that caused by? Just quickly, can I ask? What's your body heat caused by?
I have no idea. I'm just hot. I walk around in winter in shorts and t-shirt.
Well, that's a claim you can actually make. You go, I'm hot.
I'm hot, mate. But I was actually going to say, more to the point, you know how you said before that you would be happy to sleep in the bed for the rest of your relationship?
Yep.
The whole time? You got to be really careful that you don't end up being complacent, because in a relationship, obviously, waking up next to your partner in the morning is actually kind of integral to maintaining that thing.
Yep.
And I understand why you might want to do it for work purposes and stuff like that, but you've got to be careful that you don't, it's not a habit.
And look,
because you'd become reliant on having...
Definitely. No, I can definitely see that. I mean, during the week I get up at 4, so all I'm doing is annoying Jamie when the alarm goes off. And then I look forward to it on weekends when we both don't have anything on. And then we make sure we do sleep in the same bed, because Jamie's very mindful of that too, James. She keeps saying, you know, we don't want to go down that road where we just think that's the easy option to sleep separately.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. And as I said, I mean, for work purposes, it's completely understandable. But as I said, you've got to make sure and keep that forefront in your mind that you are in a relationship, so you have to maintain those little elements that sort of keep you together. And one of them is like waking up next to the person going, oh, hi, how you doing? You
know, it's nice, isn't it?
Mate, these relationships, I tell you, they're a constant work in progress.
Hard work.
Aren't they, mate? thanks for the call. Great call this morning, James. Appreciate you being part of the show. Lisa's at Wombrell on 13, 12, 16. Sleep divorce, Lisa. What do you got on this?
How are you guys?
We're good.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
So you just have to fix the problem, Gondi.
Okay.
So with my husband, we had the same situation, and it was driving me absolutely insane. So he cut out all beer, wheat and dairy, and has stopped snoring, and he's back in the boudoir.
Oh, well done.
Bravo.
I love that you've solved the solution there. Giving up beer and dairy, I'm going to have to cut you off on that one. I just can't say that.
I was going to say that's going to be a bit of a challenge for you, Gondi. But do you know what?
That is tough.
I think in terms of how you're going to feel cutting that sort of stuff out of your diet, you're going to feel 10 times better.
It's just so hard to cut that stuff out. I don't drink beers midweek. It's only on the weekend that I might have a couple. But, I mean, maybe I do need to cut back at least. If it's going to help, maybe look at doing something like that. Great call. Thanks, Lise, for being part of the show. Candice is in Tookley. What have you got on this sleep divorce stuff, Candice?
Both my grandparents both slept in separate rooms as long as I have been alive, and I'm 26. They've always slept separately.
And all goes
always
well?
They've had their own rooms. Yep, they always had their own rooms. They had their own beds. And I've never known them to sleep in the same bed.
Ever. So, Candice, are your parents still in love and having a wonderful relationship?
Oh my, that was my grandparents.
Yeah. So they still are they going strong? They still would they say it's the key to their success?
Both my grandparents or both my pops have passed away now, but up until they were fine.
Okay. Well, there's a little tip. You know, maybe it
That's
is the,
good, isn't
the
it?
Little secret. To keeping the relationship alive.
I definitely think that it has its merits. You know, I can understand Bex, how it will be quite useful.
Bex, a sleep therapist. Let's quickly get to Bex. Sleep therapist, what have you got on this sleep divorce stuff, Bex?
Hi, Gondi. Yes, I do sleep studies basically every day to do with snoring and sleep apnea and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not always just weight and diet. And, you know, there's medications, there's smoking, drinking. If you've had a knock to the nose, you know, in footy or something like that, snoring is a symptom that the air can't get past the nasal passage.
Yep.
And sometimes if you don't get enough oxygen to the brain at night time, you know, your oxygen levels dip, and that's why you feel tired in the afternoon the next day.
Yep.
So it's a good idea to have a sleep study just to see what's going on.
I've had a lot of sleep studies done, and they just tell me that, maybe there's a tiny bit of sleep apnea or whatever, but they can't find any major problems. But I am tired throughout the day, and I think it has got to do with the lack of oxygen getting to my brain.
Is that even when you sleep alone? You're still tired.
Yeah, of course. I still snore.
That's what snoring is. Snoring's not a noise humans are meant to be doing. We're meant to have all that air go straight to the brain. And also there's a little flappy muscle in our throat that closes over the throat as well, which causes sleep apnea. So, there's many reasons why.
Okay, well, Beck, I want to chat to you more off air because I want to get to the bottom of this for real. I really do want to get to the bottom of this.
I think you should definitely try your options. You have many, many options. I don't think you've exhausted any of them, to be honest.
I think the lack of oxygen to my brain explains a few things, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just? I mean, I wasn't going to say anything because I've already called you a dugong, but, you know, I don't want to be too offensive this morning.
Your silence says enough, Ash. It's all right.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Short week for a lot of people if you're not working over the Easter weekend, and that rolls on into next week as well.
Doesn't it?
With Easter Monday.
Perfect time to take some annual days off.
Why not?
Yeah.
Relax with the family, you know? It's been a while since Christmas and Australia Day and stuff, so...
Hasn't it?
Definitely due for a little
bit. We are a nation of public holidays, let's be honest.
Love it.
We love a public holly.
The next one's not till June as well. I was looking at them yesterday. Yeah, so get involved where you can. Hey, we've got these Easter Feaster packs this week, Pollard.
Mm.
Which we've been giving to our best caller of the show. And
who was today's?
Well, I really like Maddie at Arimba. So Maddie was the one with the 94-year-old gran who picked up the lawnmower guy.
Yes, yes, love that.
Who was 30 years younger, so gran just getting on it. But
yeah, cool, cool.
Maddie, you're our winner this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
No worries.
Thanks for calling the radio station and for sharing that wonderful story with us.
Yeah, it's a bit of a banger, that one. Everyone loves it when I get it out at the party. So
I just love that your 94-year-old gran picked up the lawnmower guy. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's just alive and kicking.
He did continue to mow the lawn, so I guess that's a bonus.
He bloody well want to, you know, just because you're getting married, don't stop doing the lawns, mate. Hey, Maddie, you got plans for Easter? What's going on? What are you guys doing? Anything?
Not a lot, actually. I think I'm heading out to my father's over past Bathurst and... Yeah, just going to visit the family and...
Taking it easy with the family. It's very much like Christmas, Easter time, isn't it, where all the family try and get back together and you're like...
I love it.
Do you, though?
Oh, what? Yeah, I love family time.
I reckon a lot of people wouldn't. They'd be like, oh, God.
Got to talk to Auntie Susan again.
Auntie Susan's going to get loose again and, you know, get her cans out or something.
God.
No, get some cans out. Get the drinks out. And get on it. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's a bit of a mix-up, isn't it? Hey, my sister's birthday today, just quickly. Can I do a shout-out?
Yeah.
Jodie Steptoe. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday. If you know Jodie, I'm just going to give you a little reminder. Get in touch and say happy birthday.
Jodals, HB to you, girlfriend.
Probably go out for lunch or something like that today. So happy birthday to Jodie. Lives here on the coast. So love you, mate. Love you. Love you, sis. Yeah?
Yeah. That's nice, mate, isn't it?
I love my sister. Yeah. Happy birthday to her.
Good.
Maybe I should do the awkward goodbye today.
Yes. No. Oh, my God. Yes.
No, I'll leave that to you, Ash. You're not getting out of it that lightly, my friend. Ash is no good at
goodbye. Oh, damn it. I always think of something creative, and I can't. Ash is no good at goodbye. I swear you probably find this a lot funnier than our listeners do.
Well, look, I always keep the listeners in mind when we're doing stuff on air, but for that little 10 seconds, that's purely just for me.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, quickly as well, we've got our Love, Simon preview screening tonight at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah. We've got a few tickets left over, so if you're keen to go to the movies tonight and see it before anyone else, we'd love to hook you up with these tickets. So call us now, 13 12 16. It's an amazing-looking movie. Love, Simon is the ultimate feel-good movie about what it means to find yourself and fall in love for the first time. It's Event Cinemas in Tuggerah tonight, hosted by Nick Kelly, and it's going to be a ripper night. So call now, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah! It's the last day until Easter.
There's that awkwardness
again. Goodbye.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.